Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. I am the ninja of radio hosts. I'm calling myself the new ninja of radio hosts. I am... Look what she's looking at me like. She's like thinking I'm crazy. I'm going to call myself the ninja. This is often how I look.
Yes.
Incredulous.
The new ninja of radio hosts. Okay. Self-proclaimed.
Look at the body, too. You think that's a ninja body?
Oh, hey, you know.
It's something.
I'm the ninja, Beverly Hills ninja, but I'm the non-Beverly Hills ninja.
Kung Fu Panda?
Yeah, 855 Law Radio Kung Fu Panda. Oh, my gosh. Remember, we are talking about general topic of law. Seek legal counsel. Don't take our advice and use it in a court of law, but you can use it with or against your in-laws. You know, we got Thanksgiving, we've got Christmas coming up, Hanukkah, all that stuff.
Tamale Day,
and you can use radio.
And that's on Tuesday.
Yeah, you can use Radio Law Talk, and tell your look. We tell them the same thing over and over again. When the in-laws are there, and the father-in-law turns to you and goes, you know, they say, and then you just say, well, wait a minute, I'll take your they say and raise it one. Radio Law Talk says the following. And then you have authority. That's the only thing you're allowed to use us for other than maybe around the cooler at work is okay.
Yeah, you can use this to gossip. You can use this as persuasive, but you can't really use this as authority.
But in your blog, you could say, I heard on the radio, you could use it in your blog, you could use it in your tweet, on your Facebook post, all of that.
I think you could use Cal and call him the lawyer that ain't.
Exactly.
You know, I have a cousin that has paint horses, and she has one that doesn't have any spots. She calls us the paint that ain't. So we're going to call you the lawyer that ain't.
Wait, the lawyer that ain't?
Ain't. The lawyer that ain't.
You know, correct grammar.
Yeah.
Call us at 855 Law Radio or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Remember, if you want to email us later, info@Radio Law Talk. We get a lot of emails. Thank you for emailing us. And we love to answer most of them. Some of them we can't, but, you know, just go ahead and email us what you think, maybe a topic that you like. We're going to do a case or no case this hour, and that's where Cal tries to stump us. Welcome Spokane, Washington. We have a new affiliate in Spokane that joined us this week. We're going to talk about a lawyer missing a hearing. And what the judge did to him, it's interesting. We're going to talk about Roger Stone. Columbo, those of you who are over probably 40 will know what we're talking about. You're out, Meredith. You're in your 20s. Columbo is, you young people won't know. But he, Columbo, the writers, I believe, and the... some of the individuals that helped create it received a large sum of money in a lawsuit. We're going to talk about
that. And they deserved it.
And that's...
Maybe there needs to be a rap song. Columbo Stoned.
There you go.
So people need to know,
yeah,
right?
We could talk about Spinal Tap, too.
Oh,
Spinal
yes.
Tap
That
is,
reminds me of you.
That is.
Okay. Look, I was raised... Part of my sense of humor comes from a couple of things. Ghostbusters and Spinal Tap.
Tell us what Spinal Tap is.
There's a show called This Is Spinal Tap. It's a mockumentary, and it's a... directed by Rob Reiner, and it follows the fictional band Spinal Tap,
right.
That's supposed to be what they went through during the heavy metal era. And
right. And
yes, they're an English band.
Yeah.
It's funny stuff.
And if you are a fan of The Simpsons, there is one character in particular, Harry Shearer, who plays the bass player, who does several voices on The Simpsons, including... Homer Simpson. And yes. Yeah, so yeah,
we're going to talk about that.
We can talk about all of that, but that is coming up.
But more important, Cal, is what?
Case or no case.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
I promised I would take you to the bank.
Can we hear it from here? Is that? I don't know.
Want to turn it up a little bit?
Yeah, turn up so our...
About like that. How's that?
Go for it.
That's what I'm going to give you. We will get feedback problems. I will take you now to the Bank of America. Jason Selch.
Sorry, guys.
Worked for an asset acquisition company, which was acquired by the Bank of America. The bank promptly lowered everybody's salary, and Mr. Selch hated that. So he went into his boss's offices and said, "Do I have a no-compete clause in my contract?" They said, no. So he turned around, dropped his pants, and mooned all of his bosses and walked out and went home. Selch figured that was the end of it. You see what I did there? That was the end of it. Mooned him.
Oh, yes.
See what I did there? Okay, I wanted to make sure if you could figure that. I hate to point out jokes that are no fun. Anyway, figured that was the end of it, but he was not fired. Instead, he was reprimanded to keep his nose clean, don't screw up again, and he didn't. But then another boss higher up got wind of what Selch did and did fire him anyway. Selch said, "Wait a minute, I was already reprimanded for my stunt. You can't fire me." So he sought counsel. And so I ask you, case or no case, and Mr. Kunin, we're starting with you, Mr. Mark Asborn. Case or no case?
This is Mark. Those of you in Spokane, Washington, he is an actor, and he uses the stage name Mark
Ashborn.
Yeah, he says Ashborn, but I think it's Asborn.
Anyway.
Mark Ashborn.
Okay.
Is this in a particular city?
It was in San Francisco Bank of America, I believe.
San Francisco Bank of America.
All right, Tom.
So he dropped his trousers, mooned everybody in there, and then a higher-up got wind of it.
Well,
okay.
That was later, after somebody else had already reprimanded him. Yeah.
Okay, and so he had been reprimanded and then was later fired, and essentially he's trying to argue double jeopardy. I've already been punished
exactly
for
this. Right.
Okay. So I am going to say, what the heck, you only live once, this is a case.
Mm-hmm. And what was the outcome?
And I am going to say that...
Let's get to the bottom of this.
They laugh. They think they're so funny. Let's get to the bottom of this.
Because we are.
Yes, yes, I love the wise cracks. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
So can we move on?
Yes, please.
He loses. I think the company wins. There is no double jeopardy in a civil case. Double jeopardy is something that prevents you from being prosecuted criminally for something twice, and even then there are a boatload of exceptions. It doesn't apply here, and yeah, he can be fired for that.
Ms. Dirks, what say you?
This is San Francisco. Mm-hmm. So this is the law that I know. And what do we know about employment law in California?
The employee's always right. What we know about employment
No.
law.
What? It's an at-will relationship.
Okay.
And at-will means you can be fired for anything. So, of course, he could be fired after he was reprimanded. There's no exception here. But is it a case?
That's the question, isn't it?
Yeah.
You think it's a case?
Something rings true about it. I'm going to say that it is a case. And he loses.
Mr. Penny, what say you?
All right, Mr.
All right.
Penny.
Okay, so I'm going through strategery. It's all about strategery. I could care less about this case. It's all about getting points. I'm saying no case because one thing and one thing only. I have to catch up with points. I have no idea what happened here. I really don't care, Cal. I could care less.
I'm picking up on that.
And I'm going to say no case, and Fred Penny wins 2 points, and you guys get skunked. You and you and you. We all get skunked except me. I'm the winner. Chicken dinner. All right, we're going to come back in a little bit. We're going to talk about this case or no case, but remember, we're also talking about Spinal Tap, Columbo, my dad... He loved Columbo. The creators make millions. And then we're going to talk about a lawyer that's missing a hearing. What the judge does to that lawyer, Cal.
Give him hearing aids.
I don't know. We're going to be right back. Stay with us.
Right. I'm sorry. More Radio Law Talk is coming up. I promise. Do not go away. You won't want to miss it.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PENNEYLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No points for you.
Oh, come on.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Okay, we're getting back to our case or no case, but we have some breaking news from Cal Hunter, who is in our news desk over there practically all the time. Here, we're second hour. Those of you who listened to our first hour, if you didn't, go back to our podcast at www.radiolawtalk.com. And we talked about the Sharon Stoned lawsuit about this rap song called Sharon Stone that came out in 2018. Why are they suing now? Denise, give the answer of why we at Radio Law Talk think they are suing now.
Well, now I have to tell you that Todd is right, and I'm really disgusted to have to say that. But
wait,
because it's about money, and it's about publicity, and it's about Sharon Stone's new movie, What About Love, coming out in February of 2020.
Oh, we caught you, Sharon. We caught you. Good publicity, man. Good publicity, Todd. Don't you think that's a great publicity?
It is. And when we went to break, when we were doing that story, I said, $500 for you, $500 for me. We rake in the cash. What I meant is, that's about the filing fee to file a complaint. You throw it together. You pay the attorney for that, but you pay $500 to file the complaint. Mm-hmm. The defendant has to pay about $500 to file the response. Then you sit on it for a while.
Notify your publicist.
Yeah, sit on it for a while. Notify the publicist. Wait for people to check the public records filings. Oh, my gosh, then all this stuff is here. And then later on, out-of-court settlement was reached negotiation after negotiation, terms not disclosable due to confidentiality things, and everybody is more aware of it. More people go see Sharon Stone's movie, and more people buy the album, and she continues to make money.
And guess what?
Yes.
Radio Law Talk nails it.
We nailed it. Because of the lovely Mrs. Hunter who gave me that information.
Was that Mrs. Hunter?
Yes, she's listening to the show online.
Oh, and she said, texted
you. Oh, I know something you don't know. She loves that when she knows something I don't know.
Well, she must most of the time.
Yeah, that's often.
As far as they say, Thursday. Anyway, the point is, right, that, she nailed
it. Wow, good job. Donna Hunter, good job. All right, let's finish our case or no case. Cal, give us the layout again.
All right, this is a case where guy got absorbed, Bank of America lowered everybody's wages. He walked into the bosses, pulled down his pants, showed him his backside, walked out, got reprimanded for that. And then later on, when another higher-up boss found out about it, he said, I'm going to fire you. And so he sued and said, wait a minute, it's double jeopardy. You can't fire me twice. You can't punish me twice for the same thing. Well, guess what happened? Those of you who said it was a case, who said this was a case?
Raise your hand.
Nice job, you guys.
Oh, I lost again.
The tree train.
I lost again. That's two losses in a row.
And for those of you who say that Jason Selch won, let's see that. That would be nobody because the judge, he lost spectacularly. His termination was upheld, and the disgusted judge even chewed him out in open court for his foolish antics for a grown man. How can you do that? And that, ladies and gentlemen, is
case. Oh, no, you can't say Fred anymore. I lost badly.
And Todd Keenan gets 2 points on the deal. Denise gets two. Next case or no case, I am going to take you three to Disneyland.
You know what I'm going to call this case? Moon over B of A.
Okay, moon over
nice.
B of A.
That's good, huh?
Nice.
I love it. Very good.
I do have a comment about that case. About something came up with at-will employment. Denise is correct. In California, we are an at-will state, which means that an employer, under the law, can fire you for any reason at any time, so long as it's not a discriminatory reason, so long as it's not because of your membership in a protective class. But employers can destroy the nature of their at-will employment. Do you know how they do that?
How?
They do that by having having an employee contract or employee agreement where they specify progressive discipline. If the employer gives an employment contract and puts in there a progressive discipline, courts rule that that means that you are now, as an employer, subject to the progressive discipline because that's what you've agreed to.
Which is a weird thing because people do that. They get those agreements because they think they're somehow protecting themselves under federal employment law.
Yes.
And yet it's an at-will. Well, you can just walk and say, look, you know, your hair, you came in blonde, I told you to stay brown, you're out of here.
Wow.
I can tell you, your unemployment agencies are not so nice about that.
Oh, not at all. No.
And then the other way that an employer can destroy that is by having, and we've all heard this, the probationary period. Mm-hmm. You ever been hired? Say, oh, I got a 90-day probationary period, right? And let's say there's nothing in the employment contract that even in the handbook even talks about progressive discipline. But if there's a probationary period, courts have held that, well, why do you have a probationary period? you'd have that because you say you want to be able to terminate them for any reason, right? Well, the law says you can do that anytime. And so if you put a probationary period in there, the courts have said, what changes after the 90 days? Your employees now become subject to progressive discipline. So employers shoot themselves in the foot with that all the time.
I could care less. I just lost 2 points.
So. My probationary period's for purposes of gaining benefits only.
Yep. Yeah, you can specify that. Yeah.
This is the deal, though. Why the heck did the lawyer get disciplined by the judge?
This is a good
Who
one.
Knows that? Who knows that? Tell me about it.
So this was a
Denise is sleeping over there.
Well, I'm sleeping because I've never been disciplined by a judge. Todd has to talk about
this. Oh, Todd, you're always disciplined by the judge.
I have never.
Mr. Kunin?
I have
put
never.
Put your pants on.
Been, yes,
you're in the court.
Yes.
Look at Cal. I love Cal's lap.
Put your pants on. You know, let me tell you. So what time are we out of here? We are out of here at 27.
Yeah. You got 30 seconds.
30 seconds. So, in essence.
Do we have 30 seconds, Meredith?
We'll talk.
Oh, we have 1 minute.
We'll talk about this.
We'll talk
about this more when we come back. But let's just put it this way: attorneys have to ask for continuances and maybe aren't prepared, or they do that all the time.
That's not unusual, Todd.
It's not unusual. But every once in a while, and not just with attorneys, but with anybody, people calling in late to work, I think somebody would go, "Aren't you running out of grandparents to die?" I mean, I'm pretty certain that you can only, generally speaking, have two sets on either side, and we're up to 19 now, or whatever. And so we're going to cover this case where this lawyer has made some excuses, and finally the judge says, okay.
I'm going to call you on the carpet.
We're going to need some proof here.
All right. We're going to come back and talk about the judge and the lawyer and who wins this argument as to whether or not Grandma and Grandpa died. Again, we'll be right back. I'm Fred Penny, your host, Radio Law Talk. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO.
Thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk. We will continue right after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, Managing Attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. Ah! We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you'll want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to LETTYandCompany.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In another day in Washington's impeachment inquiry, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, an Army officer assigned to the National Security Council, and Fiona Hill, the former White House Russian advisor, gave firsthand descriptions of scenes central to the congressional probe. Both officials are among nearly a dozen who have testified behind closed doors so far, and both said that they were not the whistleblower. Trump insisted that he has not been damaged whatsoever.
I'm not concerned about anything.
The testimony is open fine. I mean, for the most part, I never even heard of these people. I have no idea who they are. It seems that nobody has any first-hand knowledge.
The impeachment hearings go public starting on Wednesday, with the first to testify being William Taylor, the top Ukrainian diplomat, followed by Ukrainian Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. This is USA Radio News. Thank you for listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-399-6399. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
I told Cal I'm going to just get on the last second just to make him nervous, and he's like, I don't care about dead air. It's you. So, all right, we're talking about this attorney and who had made excuses before about grandma and grandpa being dead. So this time the judge says, all right, I'll call your dead grandma and raise you one.
Well, this, yeah,
and what happened?
Well, and this case is also a good example of don't be a jerk to people, okay, because – sometimes people will work with you. They'll grant you things. If something happens, they'll work. But if you're a jerk, if you are, for example, what we often refer to as being in contempt of clerk, where you treat the judge with respect, you treat opposing counsel with respect, but you're a jerk to the court reporter and to the clerk and stuff, things are not going to go well for you. And this attorney, last name Leibowitz, he...
He's in New York.
Richard Leibowitz in New York.
Oh, wait. I mean, a New York lawyer is a little bit off.
Well, you know, I don't know how somebody could physically do this, but according to Law 360, Leibowitz has filed more than 1,600 copyright infringement suits in the last 4 years.
Wow, that's a lot.
Okay, that's 400, that's more than one a day. Okay, for 365 days in the year. He asked a different judge in New York to recuse himself because that judge referred to Leibowitz as a copyright troll. And another federal judge ordered Leibowitz to pay his attorney's fees for failing to comply with court orders for a court appearance in mediation. So Leibowitz would miss this stuff, okay? Now, in this particular case with the judge that ordered him to show proof that his father had actually died, he had similarly had previous run-ins that caused the court to question his, how shall I put this, veracity of his claims. For example, in one time, he said, well, I couldn't... defense or the opposing counsel actually said, well, he wasn't out of the country because of another case. He was actually in Europe attending an auto show trying to drum up business. The judge didn't like that very much. And so what the court said here, when this guy failed to attend a hearing in April, the court said, all right, King's X, I want you to prove to me that your grandfather is dead. Show me the death certificate. And Leibowitz went about providing every kind of document he could think of other than a death certificate. So,
but that judge is like, I'm calling you. Dude. Give me the death certificate.
I want the death certificate. And so he tried to... He tried to provide proof in a letter saying, well, my grandfather died on April 1st, but because it was the Sabbath, I had to take care of it before then. The judge says, that's not enough. I want the death certificate. I don't want your declaration.
Or an obituary.
Yes. Or an obituary.
Yes.
And he didn't provide that. Then he tried to provide a recertify his statements under the law. The judge says, no. Again, that's you saying something. I want the death certificate. And he was being fined, like, what was it, $500 a day for every day past the 3rd of May of this year for failure to provide the death certificate. And I still don't think he's provided. I don't think Grandpa's dead.
But he tap danced well.
Yes.
But guess what? I want that.
Chicago.
Exactly.
So November 13th is the day to watch for this. Because if he does not provide the information, either the death certificate or the obituary, by that date, she will have him arrested. Now, I'd like to say something.
Cool. Sure.
This is an extremely patient judge.
Oh, yeah.
And I probably would not have given him that much rope to hang himself with, to be quite candid. I would have probably dealt with it a little stricter by no later than May.
Well, I mean, Judge Judy would have said, in what county did he die, sir? And then she'd go in the back, she'd get on the phone, she'd call up the county and say, do you have a death certificate for Mr. Leibowitz? I mean, that's what she'd have done.
Yeah, could do that. Right. Judges cannot do that.
Right, but I'm just saying that's what she's trying to do. So let's cut through all of this, give me the information I need.
Exactly.
And here is the only reason why I could see the judge being this patient with him. If the judge knows darn well that Grandpa is not dead, then everything he says and tries to put forth to sell that story, I love the analogy you used, Denise, when you said give him enough rope to hang himself, so that nobody could come back and say she jumped the gun. Anybody reviewing this record could say she gave him every opportunity. And if this guy is this much of a jerk and has called out other judges and done all this kind of stuff, then you know darn well that everybody is looking at is going, please make sure this thing sticks.
So that's how many complaints he had to file per day to make it within.
4.38 complaints per day to file 1,600 complaints in a four-year period, taking into consideration that you can't file them on holidays and Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, so the judge also called him a troll, a copyright troll.
That was the federal judge that he said should recuse himself on a case because the judge had called him a copyright troll.
Oh, well, then that's rightfully so. He probably should not have said that because he did act like he was biased against that attorney.
But who hired him to file these complaints? Nobody just did it on his own to see if he could somehow...
He could be doing it on his own. He could be purchasing copyrights right and left and then being a troll.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to say a lot. There are instances of attorneys who do fund their own lawsuits in some way or another.
I'll give you an example. This happened in the state of California about 10 years ago. The attorneys all lost their bar licenses. We talked about unfair business practices in the last section under the California Business and Professions Code. So these attorneys went, and they were brand new out of law school, and filed lawsuits against small mom-and-pop nail salons. Forget this. Not opening up a new bottle of nail polish every time they applied nail polish to a new client's nails. And what they'd do is they'd file this lawsuit, they'd allege $20,000 in damages, and then go back and say, but you know, for $5,000 we'll settle, and we'll go ahead and get rid of this. And these small mom and pops, mm-hmm. not able to hire lawyers to defend themselves, they worked the lawsuit so the settlement was just enough that it was more economical for people to settle than it was to hire a lawyer, and they were afraid. And boy, when the bar got wind of that, it was the legal muggings had to stop.
Right. Yeah, I had an experience with an attorney that was disabled, and he was going around the whole state, and he was filing against little mom and pops when they didn't have accessibility for him. And if it was believed and alleged that he didn't always attend or go to these little places, yet he filed suit. And the case ended. I was defending, and the case ended, and this is a little tragic, because he died. And all the cases then had to be dropped because ADA disabled suits are personal to the plaintiff. Nobody can stand in the place and foot of that person.
So those were all lawsuits filed under the Americans with Disabilities
Correct.
Act, complaining that the physical facility of this location did not comply with the act.
Right.
By the way... To a certain extent, I don't. You know, you ever heard the if a police officer pulls over a semi truck, they're gonna find a violation. Like there's no way any truck
take
could
me
be
to the bank.
You know, they're gonna find a violation. The same is true sometimes. Some people think with ADA compliance, there's so many regulations that it's almost any building is gonna be that way. And yeah, that's the lawsuit that was those were filed there.
Yeah, and a lot of times these buildings that were older, they actually have a fathered in clause. And so they shouldn't have had to comply anyway. So it impacted a lot of people throughout our state.
But, Fred, what do you think?
So back in the 70s, I remember my dad, one of the most famous shows, and even went into the 80s, was Columbo.
Yes.
Those of you who don't know what Columbo or who Columbo is, he was a detective show. And he was such a good actor. He acted like the slow-moving, not-so-bright investigator that would come in and he'd always solve the big, huge case.
Peter Falk, the grandfather in Princess Bride.
That's right.
That's right.
You're right. Yeah. So anyway, William Link and a guy by the name of Richard Levinson were the creators of this. And we discussed this earlier a few weeks back or a few months back, where they went to court and basically said, Universal Studios, you're not paying us our percentage, and we're not going to get into the details here. You can go back to listen to our podcast, but you didn't pay us our percentages, and took them to court. The jury unanimously found that Universal did not pay them the proper amount of money. And so what happened is the judge comes forward, and then, okay, there's multiple steps to the court system. So the jury found four... the William Link's heirs, because he passed away, and Richard Levinson. And then it goes to the judge to a bench trial, and then he determines the remaining issues, and then a third phase goes to a panel of three referees that are accountant-type people who assess damages, and then the judge assesses the damages. When we come back, we're going to tell you what these heirs... And these creators, the one that's still alive, Richard Levinson, what they receive. It's a shocker. We'll be back.
Radio Law Talk. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, my name is...
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
That is Armadillo. Stop whining.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Speaking of anecdotal, I did the Living and the Dead reversal. I'm sorry to say, or I'm happy for William Link. William Link is the one that is alive, and the heirs of Richard Levinson are the ones that are bringing this lawsuit against Universal Studios on this Columbo issue. So sorry for... William, you're alive. I didn't mean to say you weren't alive.
But. I'm thinking you may have given false hope to the Levinson family there, Fred.
I know.
I don't know that an apology alone is going to cut it.
they can come on the show and talk
okay,
about it.
Okay, all right, all right.
But anyway, so how much is the amount? And then we're going to... But I'm gonna mention the amount,
sure.
And then but Todd's gonna throw a little tidbit that's interesting on this Columbo Creators Award. The award, roll it, Cal. Do you have anything to roll, Cal? Like, oh, there we go. $76.95 million.
Wow.
$76.95 million.
And this goes all the way back to the '70s.
Yeah,
it does.
Todd,
and you know, the question is, well, how did they arrive at this amount, and why is it so much? And it leads to why the case even got started to begin with. And it's something that has been common with cases with shows that are old. when the shows are created and they enter into these contracts with the creators of the show for royalties, when those contracts were entered into in the 70s and the 80s, the only way the shows were ever played was if they sold it to a television station for reruns or if it was picked up in syndication on cable networks. Well, now you've got Hulu, you've got Netflix, you've got all, you know, Amazon Prime, and now every network is coming up with their own streaming facility and device, and these contracts, because they are worded to be limited to reruns, don't necessarily take into consideration by their language these other mediums that the shows can be broadcast. However, the spirit of the contract is still there. Look, this is our work, and if you find a way to play it, we're entitled to money.
Yeah, if you profit from it, you owe us a piece.
Exactly. And if you ever wonder how much money they make, like a studio makes by selling these, the rights to these to YouTube or to Hulu and Netflix, actually YouTube because they have a TV network that they're starting up now as well. Well, 76 point some odd million dollars worth for Columbo is a pretty good indication about how much money these folks are making, because that doesn't represent the total amount of money that was made by the studio.
It's just the writer's cut.
That's just their cut. Yeah.
Right. You know, did you guys know that my dad was called the real Columbo?
Really?
Yeah. He, back in the 70s, very early 70s, he was a detective, and he wore a trench coat, and he smoked cigarettes, not cigars, but he smoked them in like this, and he would often say, you know, I have another question. You know, and he would do
like
that.
Columbo, yeah.
Yes.
Just one more thing, sir. Right.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
And one of the ways that he cracked a case that involved two very young girls who were kidnapped, this one person knew about it. He said, I'll tell you what, let's go to the Moose Lodge. Let's play a game of pool. If I win, you tell me everything you know. If I lose, I have to leave you alone. And you know what? He won, and he broke the case, and the little girls were saved, tied to a tree, and they were still alive.
That is a legendary story.
Yes. Now, and that made the Detective magazine, and he was called the true Columbo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Are we about ready to cut it?
No. I just...
What do you want to cut? What do you want to cut?
I got a cough.
Oh.
Okay. Three, two,
oh,
one,
we need
go.
The cough button.
I was going to say that Columbo was on a very popular NBC. It was a Sunday night movie.
I loved it.
It was on every sixth week, and then it became a regular show, and it was all 2 hours long, and it all had big stars in it. Rock Hudson. A lot of really big stars in it as guest stars. It was very popular.
Look, behind the scenes.
It was kind of like the crime scenes that are today,
yeah,
where they have the real big names come in, and they're getting these, you know, Emmy Awards for doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was that type of show.
We watched it all the time, but more importantly, it was funny to see Todd trying to do the throat slash thing, and we're all looking at like, we're out of time?
No,
I got a cough.
I got a cough. Cut my, you know.
We might have to have some kind of a signage for that.
Well, you know, just cough. Just cough. Just
do it right now. I'm going to turn my head.
Practice. All right. There we go. All right. We're going to talk about Spinal Tap. Who is Spinal Tap? Spinal Tap, when I was growing up, was a band. Spinal Tap was kind of a really hard rock band. And I know Cal used to listen to it all the time with his big, you know, big headphones. Actually, he didn't have headphones. I remember seeing Cal, a picture of him with the big boombox on his shoulder. And then he had glasses on, you know, and he would walk around, and Donna, his wife, was cruising behind him, bopping, you know.
Oh, yeah, now you're
and that's what they did. And that's what it is. Isn't that true, Meredith? Is that what they did?
Big hair
all the
poking
time.
Out like that.
Oh, did you have the mullet in the back?
No, I had an afro.
Afro!
Yes, sir. Oh, yes,
oh, my
sir.
Gosh. That afro, he had the big, heavy, you know, 40-pound thing. Oh, my gosh. Anyway,
this guy looks like Todd to me.
He does. So Spinal Tap, there was an actual movie made about Spinal Tap. It was a fiction kind of creation.
They call it a mockumentary.
Mockumentary. And it's funny. It's hilarious. And apparently, Rob Reiner was the one that made this 1984 film. Isn't that correct?
That's correct.
And there's a settlement with Universal Parent Company. What's it called? Vivendi? Is what we're going to talk about, and because the actors are claiming the entertainment group had denied them payments for this movie, this Spinal Tap movie. But what happens? I don't, there's a lot of things that happen here.
I think it's a dispute between the film rights and the music actually. I think the music rights, some of these actors were trying to claim, this is our music, right?
Right, but there's two things, and actually they only settled part of it. It's undisclosed settlement. A settlement did occur, but the Spinal Tap intellectual property issue has not been resolved, but a mediator worked on the case and disputed it. I mean, settled this dispute this month about part of this Spinal Tap movie and whether or not they infringed upon their intellectual property. That's, you know, a number of the actors and actresses, et cetera. And so that's still going on. But the reason we're bringing this up is a couple of things. Number one, this is something we're going to start following. But they're trying to claim, get this, this is what's interesting to me. Universal was trying to claim that the merchandising income between 1984 and 2006 was $81. We only made $81.
You're going to take that check and you're going to like it.
$81.
There's no way.
Yeah. So now,
the
Spinal Tap individuals are going, no, $125 million. Now we're increasing it to $400 million. And there's a number of people that are joining now to this lawsuit. It's a shocker. Others are joining saying they need to get some of these royalties and some of this this money. But we're going to follow this. Go ahead.
I mean, the fact the band Spinal Tap was created for the film. Okay, they weren't a different band. They were created for the film. And if you've had a mockumentary, for example, if you've seen shows like or movies like Best in Show, the one about the dog.
And then there's
another one called Waiting for Guffman,
yes.
Where it's a small community theater waiting for the big critic to come. These are all mockumentaries, and interestingly enough, with the same cast of characters. You've still got Christopher Guest, and the other one is Michael McKean. Now, if you've seen Better Call Saul, Michael McKean plays Saul's brother, the big successful lawyer. He was also Lenny in Lenny and Squiggy on Laverne and Shirley back in the day. That was him. And he plays the lead singer. Christopher Guest is Nigel Tufflin, the guitar player, and Harry Shearer is the bass player. Now, you may be asking, what about the drummer? Well, that was the shtick in Spinal Tap was the drummers kept dying, so they didn't have a drummer. Every time the drummer would die a tragic death in homage to The Who and Led Zeppelin and all that, who always lost their drummers and stuff. But, yeah, there's no way the merchandising for this over a 12-year period was $81.
There's no way. I see a lot of people wearing Spinal Tap t-shirts.
They were the heavy metal version of the Monkees, made for them, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's true.
We only have a quick minute left, because we got a minute left, but we got to talk about Roger Stone trials going off the rails. There's some interesting things. The judge, and I'm going to say just this about it. The judge, they're talking about the Godfather, and he tells the jury, all right, we're gonna be dismissed here for a little bit. Don't go home and watch The Godfather. I'm like, what?
Which means they all did.
Yes. Well, it's like, really? Okay, let's go watch The Godfather. But so, and by the way, just Roger Stone is Donald Trump's advisor, and he's being prosecuted for some criminal issues about not telling Congress supposedly what he was supposed to. And
yes.
That's what we're talking about. So anyway, we're going to be out. Third hour, we'll come back and talk about why you should not have a chicken on your shoulder. We'll be back next year, next hour.
Radio Law Talk. Also, don't forget, Case or No Case goes to Disneyland next hour, too. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.